Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Tes Vav, Zvachim 15a, pagination is 29. We'll start from the first wide line at the end of the line. And we know that there are four basic avodos, acts of service regarding a karban. There's the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika. The shechita can be done by a zor, by a non-kohen, but the remaining three have to be done by a kohen. The Gemara explores the following case. Holicho zor, if a non-kohen walked the blood from the place of the kabbalah where it was received to the mizbeach, which he's not allowed to do, vechzira kohen, and then a kohen takes it, and walks it back. He wants to redo it. V'chazer v'holicho, and then he does the holacha. In other words, this Kohen recognizes that holacha is not just a logistical thing to get something from point A to point B. It is an avoda. You'll remember we had this discussion that Reb Shimon said holacha is not necessarily a major factor in terms of an act of avoda, because you could theoretically shecht the animal right next to the mizbeach. So not in all cases should holacha be considered so significant. But we paskin that it is, and holacha is a major act of avoda, one of the four, and holacha is something that's not allowed to be done by a non-kohen. So this kohen recognizes that, takes the blood from the zor who did wrong, walks it back, and then walks it to the mizbeach. Does that make it good? Pligi ba b'nei rabchia v'rabianai. Is a machlokes that's recorded. Chadam ar kosher, v'chadam ar posel. One opinion says it's kosher, and one opinion says it's posel. And even though the names of those who argued about it are listed, b'nei rabchia and rabianai, but we don't remember who said what. So, we'll look to explain their positions in a moment, but just to pause, how could they not remember who said what? And this happens a number of times throughout Shas. We don't remember who says what. If someone took a major position and others argued, wouldn't it be pretty logical that we would remember who took which position? And instead, the Talmidim, the next generation, only remembered that it's a topic that has two ways to look at it. And I think there's a great lesson over here that when great Talmidei Chachamim argued about something, it wasn't about winning. It was about the brilliance of exploring the two possibilities. I say like this, the other opinion is like that, and then they'd go back and forth with the two opinions, totally open to being swayed if someone can bring proof one way or the other. It came to the point that what they remembered in the next generation was not whose position was which, but rather that there were two positions. We use this expression, the Havayas of Abaya and Rava. The back and forth of Abaya and Rava developing, exploring, arguing, responding. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who said what, and it doesn't matter who wins, so to speak. It was all about trying to get to the depth of Torah, and the next generation only remembered that there are indeed two different opinions, two different approaches. Someone told me a great insight. He said about a certain big Talmud Chacham who was very vocal in his arguments, and there's even a picture of him and his chavrusa as if they were ready to come to blows. Just arms flying, you could see like animation in the picture. And someone observed that when they were done arguing, and they each went over to their respective shiurim, to their classes, and taught the topic, they would undoubtedly say This is the way I understood it, and this is the way my colleague understood it. And the respect, nasim ohavim zelozeh, there's a love, there's an affection, it's kulo Torah. And therefore, one could well imagine that in the next generation, they don't even remember what Rebbe held. They remember that Rebbe presented two viewpoints. In any case, Chad Amar Kasha v'Chad Amar Posel. This Kohen that tries to redo what was done wrong by walking the blood again the length of the Azara. So some say that works and some say it doesn't work. Mar Sovar Efsha L'Tikuna. One opinion says you could fix it. I walked it. A Kohen walked it. So what if the blood was also walked incorrectly? But the blood was walked by a Kohen. Omar Savar lo efsha l'tikuna, and the other opinion says you can't fix it. Part of the avoda, a consequential act, was done by a non-Kohen, and it's over, it's possible, there's no way to fix it. The Gemara now considers the reverse case. Holicho Kohen v'chziro, v'chazar v'hilicho zar. A Kohen walked it, and then he took it back to the starting point, and now a non-Kohen walked it. So our first reaction is, Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, L'divrei HaMachshir Posel, L'divrei HaPosel Machshir. You should get the exact reverse rulings in such a case. As Rashi explains, according to one opinion, it was Zil Bosar Basraisa, follow the second person. And if in the first case the Kohen walked it and it was kosher, then in this case, where the non-Kohen is walking it at the end, it should be possible. And the other opinion, which said, Basar Kamaisa, that we follow the first person, so over there, it was a non-Kohen who walked it, so nothing that you can do can fix it, because we follow the first. So over here, where the Kohen is the one who walked it at first, Rav Simi Bar Ashi suggests it should remain kosher, and nothing that you do afterwards should make a difference. Rava Amar Rava said no. Af l'divrei haposel posel, even the opinion that said posel in the previous case, because we follow the first person, he's also gonna say posel in this case, where the Kohen was the first one. My time of why do I say that? Tahat sarach la'amtuye, because bottom line, the dam has now been walked back to its starting point and somehow has to get to the Mizbeach. So this holacha, even though it's the second holacha, a good holacha was already done, but this holacha becomes a tzorech, it becomes necessary. And if it's necessary, it has to be done by a Kohen. And therefore, the ruling, even according to the opinion that followed Kamaisa, the first one, and therefore said Pasul in the other case, would still hold Pasul in this second case, because the second person ends up being necessary because the dam is not near the Mizbeach. Me'izatam shehu, however it got away from the Mizbeach, but now there is a holacha that is necessary. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Zayin. Dam Sheholicho HaPosel LaAvoda VeHechziro LeKosher VeHolicho. If you have blood that was walked by a non-Kohen, and it was walked back by a Kosher who then walked it, or Sheholicho HaKohen Techila, or everything went well initially, v'chziro, and he took it back, v'nasan l'paso v'alicho, and now a non-Kohen walks it for the second holacha. Ho'ev v'alicho apostle. Bottom line is a apostle was involved in the holacha, bein b'tchila, bein b'sof, the beginning, the end, nifsal hazevach, the korban will be apostle, which was the conclusion with Rava's addendum. It's not something that can be fixed. It was already done incorrectly, and having a Kohen do it now is not going to make it better. And the reverse also, the Kohen already did it, but now the dam has to somehow be brought to the Mizbeach. That, too, is a holacha of consequence and would passel the carbon. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.